Hey, what's going on, my friend? Welcome to the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I am the personality behind the brand, Richard Hale, and super excited to have you listening. What can I say? I'm like ecstatic today, and I'm always am when I'm taking calls. Because that's something I've always been great at. Like, I was closing sales calls before I knew they were actually sales calls. This is something I've been practicing for years before I even actually knew what the heck I was doing. But we closed a lot of new clients today. And I have a surprise for you guys. We actually have two more spots left in our one-on-one coaching program. And we're going to actually be booked for a little bit. So if you've been thinking about our one-on-one coaching program, I highly recommend you go ahead and get scheduled so we can talk about growing your business. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but today's topic is super, super important. It's super, super personal for me because I know how it feels to put in the effort and not see the results on the other end. I grew two six-figure businesses. These were the two first businesses that I grew. Both the six figures. But I hated it. I was not happy. And I know what some of you may be thinking. I'm not being ungrateful when I'm telling you this. I know some of you would do anything to have two businesses earning six figures. I get that. But I wasn't happy. And the reason I wasn't happy was because I was working 60, 70, 80 plus hours every week on these two businesses. I was way too involved in the process of getting our clients results. And you have to understand, when I first started Hell Associations back in 2012, I was brand new to this. That's the first business that I've ever owned. And it did great. And in 2014, I started Richard Hale Media, which was one of our consultant businesses. And it did great. But that greatness, getting the client results like we did, that was me. That was my effort. And even though I had teams, I was still involved in both businesses 60, 70, 80 hours a week, every week, working. When I tell you, I worked 365 days a year. I am being honest. There was no such thing as a holiday. And looking back, I was such a fool. And I don't want you to make those same mistakes. I don't want you to be in a position where you have to work on the holidays and not spend time with your family. Hell, I don't want you working any more than a few hours a day, 5 days a week. You should be taking that time. You're never going to get that time back. Okay, you're never going to get that time back. And I know what, again, I've been through this. I know what you feel like. I know you feel that you need to be there doing everything, but you don't. And obviously, if you're doing all this work and you're not seeing the results that you need to see to be able to grow and scale your business, you're doing something wrong. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to get you out of that scenario. If you listen and implement what I tell you to implement today, you'll never be in that scenario again. So let's think about what you're doing right now to get new clients in your business. How many of you are doing video? How many of you are doing live video? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. How many of you are doing SEO, doing content marketing, writing blogs, guest posts? How many of you are interviewing with other experts, doing networking, meeting with influencers? Now, how many times have you heard experts out there telling you, you need to be everywhere? I hear so many experts say, if you're not everywhere, you're nowhere. And honestly, that is the biggest BS that I've ever heard. And here's why. if you're doing all these different things trying to get clients, you do not have your full attention on any platform. It's impossible. You can't give 110% doing 10, 20 things and taking care of your clients. There's no way. It's just impossible. You have 24 hours a day. And if you're on that many platforms trying to do this many things to be everywhere, you're still will never hit 110% on each one of those. Does that make sense? You can't be everywhere. You're out of sequence. And if you heard me talk before, if you heard the podcast from prior, if you've read any of my content at teachingonlinebusiness.com or Facebook, you know I talk about the importance of proper sequencing. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, well, Ricky, you're doing podcasts. I've seen your YouTube ads. I've seen your Facebook ads. I've seen you on Instagram. Yeah, you have. But we did it in proper sequence. Do you know why I'm on these other platforms and I kind of appear to be everywhere? It's because I'm getting clients every single day. When I wake up in the morning, I have 20 new applications, like clockwork. And that's what we teach our businesses in our one-on-one coaching program. We teach you how to create that. But guess what? I'm not focused on these other areas. I'm 110% focused on YouTube, 110% focused on Facebook. And yes, I'm 110% focused on this podcast. But it's because I have my ducks in a row. You don't. If you're struggling in your business, you don't have your ducks in a row. And you got to turn around and you got to think about what is the priority. What is the priority focus in your business? And for many of you, that's going to be Facebook. Facebook is the platform to give 110% because 99.9% of you will be able to find your target market there, your perfect clients. Facebook has 2 billion people. Now, we've had 94 coaching clients. Out of all 94, guess how many we've seen success on Facebook? All 94. All 94 of them are utilizing and leveraging Facebook as their main priority focus, their main channel. Now, when they have this dialed in and it's working like it should be working in your business, that's when we move to the new sequence. That's when we move to a new channel. We don't do it beforehand. You have to master this one platform. And when you master it, that's when you can move to other areas. So these experts that's telling you, you need to be everywhere. Well, that's their proper sequence. They did things in the right order. That's why they can be everywhere. Not even mentioning the fact they're probably spending millions of dollars to be everywhere. But they did things in the right order, the right sequence. And that's what I mean by that sequencing. You have to do things in the right order. That's why they're seeing results, because they did it in the right order. That's why they can be everywhere, but that doesn't apply to you. You have to lose that. Today, you got to make a promise to yourself that you are going to quit doing everything and you're going to shift your attention to where it needs to be. And again, for many of you, that's going to be Facebook. You're doing way, way too much. Now, if you're doing all these different things and you're getting clients, that's a different story. But if you're struggling to get clients and you're working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week doing all these different things, it's time to quit them. quit doing those things, and I guarantee not only are you going to save 50, 60, 70% of the workload, when you start putting your main focus on Facebook and doing what you should be doing there, not only are you going to save time, but you're going to start getting clients. Okay? Now, maybe Facebook, maybe you're like the 0.01% that can't find their ideal clients on Facebook. And it's possible, right? Well, then your priority focus needs to be exactly where you can find your ideal clients. It's that simple. Quit doing everything else and focus on the most important channel. Don't move out of that channel until you have it dialed in. That's rule number one. And that's what you got to promise to me today. You got to promise you're going to quit chasing clients. You're going to quit doing all these other things that's taking up your time right now. And you're going to master Facebook. You're going to master organic attraction. And you're going to master Facebook ads. Because those two together are powerful. Those two together can make you a seven-figure business. But you spending your time doing everything else will not. And that's the reason why you're in this scenario. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. It's true. I see a lot of clients in this same boat. I've been through this process of telling them exactly what I'm telling you now over and over again. Swear to God, I have no notes, nothing. This is the top of the dome right here. Because again, I've been through it. Not only myself, but so many people I talk to is in this same scenario. So number one, quit doing everything. Focus your attention exactly where you can find your ideal clients and master that platform. That's number one. Now, number two, if you do not have a client acquisition system in place, it's time to get it in your business. Now, this is not negotiable. This is mandatory. You can't do without it. And I talked to so many people, and I'm always surprised by how many client business owners don't have a true client acquisition system in place. If you go back to the very first podcast that we did, we talk about how we're able to control our client acquisition. Go back, listen to that episode. Now, there's a lot of things in this system. So, there's no way I can go over everything today. But, teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. This webinar, aka masterclass, goes through the whole client acquisition system that we use at Teaching Online Business. And we go step by step, and I just show you everything, and I break it down easy so you can understand, so you can take notes, so you can get the full system, because this client acquisition system is super, super intelligent. It does a lot of different things that give you advantages in your business. And when you have this same system in place, you're going to start seeing results. It's that simple. If you're focusing your attention on the platform that you should be focused on right now, and you have this client acquisition system in place, there's no reason you can't get new clients. Again, you can't do without this client acquisition system. Now, there's all kinds of different client acquisition systems that you can have in place. If you know me, if you're in our coaching program, if you've seen our webinar, you know we love using webinars. We love using videos. We have different client acquisition systems in our business. These are assets that we use over and over and over again to create value with our audience. Right? That's a big deal. You have to be able to create value. You have to motivate your audience. You have to entertain your audience. And there's a lot of ways we do this. Podcast, video, webinar. You can have a PDF. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. So, I'm not going to get into all the marketing part of it, but I promise you, if you go to teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar, get signed up. It's absolutely free. I'm not selling anything on this webinar. It's just full of value, and it shows you exactly how to do the client acquisition system, because again, it's not negotiable. You have to have it. It's mandatory. Get it in your business. That is number two. And here's the bottom line. If you want to get away from the overwhelm, the working 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 hours a week, because I know some of you are doing this, what do we need in our business? We need leverage. That's how we beat it. We need leverage. How do we build leverage in our business? Systems. What do systems give us? Automation. Right? All three of those are super important when it comes to being able to grow and scale your business. You can hit seven figures without hiring anybody. You really can. You can hit seven figures without hiring one single person if you wanted to. Now, I'm not going to say I'm recommending that, but you can. And the way to do it is having these systems in place that build leverage. That's all. It's simple. Getting out of the scenario you're in right this minute, it's simple. All you have to do is follow those two rules. That's it. Quit focusing on everything and focus on the one priority, the one platform where your ideal clients are. And again, for many of you, that's Facebook. Attack it organically. Attack it with Facebook ads. It's the combination of the two that gets the best results. So, we talked about social media attraction in our last podcast. If you want to learn more, kind of the strategies behind it and how you can get results, go listen to that. It was a very good podcast, and it'll give you a few tips to follow. Now, the client acquisition system. Again, we talk about it in the very first podcast we did. Plus, you now have the URL to our webinar, teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. You can go watch and get the full client acquisition systems that we use. I mean, it's full transparency here. What I'm teaching you is the same things I use. I preach what I teach, and vice versa. Okay? You got to have the client acquisition system in place. You need systems. You need leverage. You need automation. It's not about the tools. Okay? Let's make this clear. It's never about the tools. The tools are always an A-B solution. Never an A through Z solution. And what I mean by that, tools help you bridge the gaps. Yeah, we use ClickFunnels, but we couldn't just use ClickFunnels and get results. There's so many different pieces that you need to get right in your business. This is why I recommend those of you that are tired of struggling to get on board, to take advantage of our one-on-one coaching program, to get in here and start getting the results. There's a lot of things that have to be right. There really does. You have to have the right client avatar. That's going to determine everything else you do in your business. You have to get that right. If you get it wrong, you're going to struggle. You also have the right offer. And a lot of people struggle with this offer. They really, really do. You have the right offer. Messaging, you need the right message too. There's so many things that I know it seems like a lot. It seems overwhelming. But that's why we have our coaching program in place. So again, if you're tired of struggling, if you've tried this and you can't figure it out on your own, we have two more spots open. But once these two spots close, we're closing it up. I don't know how long it'll be closed. I know probably at least 12 weeks. We may be able to get one or two more in. I'm not 110% sure right now, because we're trying to bring in a new coach. So if the new coach comes on in the next few weeks, we will definitely have room for a few more. But for now, two more spots, that's all available. And we're going to have our 10 for the next 12 weeks. And we're going to be shut down. So my advice is, if you're tired of struggling and you're ready to make a commitment, and you're ready to get in the right environment to get the right process, a proven process that works over and over again to get you to $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month, come talk to me. And yes, I am doing phone calls this week because we have a new sales partner. We are going to be teaching him how to do the phone thing. So I get to do phone calls this week. So you'll actually get to talk to me instead of the other guys. So that's pretty cool. It's funny because I remember doing sales calls all the time. And I was good at sales calls before I even knew I was actually doing a sales call. That was a, you know, the terminology around it. So this is something I've been doing my whole career. I was never nervous to get on the phone. And you know, I've been fortunate to have amazing businesses that have, you know, gave amazing results. And that's super, super important, obviously. You know, you have to be able to deliver what you promise. So, but I'm going on and on here. If you need the help, go schedule a time to talk to me. Okay? And you can do that by teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. APPLY. Schedule a time to talk. Fill out the application. This application, it's super important. Make sure you're just being honest. There's nothing that can disqualify you quicker than lying on this application. Now, obviously, we can't work with everybody. But if we know you have what you need in place in your business, and we know that you're willing to make the effort and to put everything into action, and we know we can help you, hey, we're going to be able to work together for sure. So make sure you're being completely honest. So that's all I have. I mean, I know it seems like a daunting situation that you're in right now, and you're facing overwhelm, and I know your mindset has been crushed. I've been there. But I promise you, it is as simple as following those two steps that's going to get you results. So I hope you take what I'm telling you and you implement it into your business, because it's going to make a day and night difference. You could come up and thank me later. Just playing, but I like hearing your feedback anyway. But serious, in all seriousness, put those two things in place. Number one, quit doing everything that you're doing. Focus on the priority platform. Master it. Plum, master it. Be the Facebook guru. Or if your ideal client, if you feel it's on Instagram, be the Instagram guru. But master it. Become a master of that channel before you move on to anywhere else. And number two, get your client attraction system, aka your client acquisition system. Get them in place. Start driving targeted traffic through this system. And if you don't know what that system is, again, teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. Watch the webinar. It's filled with gold nuggets, and it tells you step by step exactly what to do to be able to get results, to be able to attract your clients. And this system, it actually pre-qualifies people. So on the end of it is the best prospects. It's your perfect clients. It's an incredible system. I highly recommend it. Even if you have a client acquisition system in place right now, maybe it's not performing well, go watch that. You can't beat a client acquisition system like that. You can't. One that qualifies, and on the end, everything's automated. When you get on a phone call, this person is your perfect client if you follow the process. So make sure you do. For everybody else, I want to thank you. I never thought this podcast would take off like this. I really didn't. I wanted a new channel to test out. And I wanted, more than anything, the priority go for this podcast was to reach more people to help. And again, we've been able to get clients. We've had 2 new coaching clients sign up from listening to our podcast. That's how they found us. That's awesome. That is really, really awesome. And just to get the messages and different things back that you guys are putting what I tell you in action. And I'm actually motivating you to be able to take those steps. I love that. I do. I love you guys with all my heart. And I really want the best for every single one of you. I know everybody says that, but I promise you that comes from the heart. I do. I want everybody to succeed. There is abundance out there. There is enough for everybody out there. I know it may not seem like that, but we are in a beautiful, beautiful industry. And we have the opportunity to impact so many people. So many people. It's amazing. It is. It is super amazing. It's the greatest time to live. So you deserve to be happy. If you're in the scenario we talked about today, I know you're not happy. Implement the steps. Take action. Let me know how it goes. I want to hear that you put those things in place. Because I know on the other end of that is results. And I love hearing those stories. So that's all. Put it into place. Quit trying to do everything. Quit working your life away. Get the right things in place so you can start getting results and you can start running your business on your own time instead of your business running you. Okay, I am out here. I got some more coaching calls to go through. Have an awesome day. Wherever you are, again, thank you for taking the time to support us. I couldn't be more appreciative. If you know anybody that can benefit from listening to what we talked about today, be sure to share this podcast with them. Have an awesome one. We'll see you on the next podcast. God bless.